Clubhouse.
Welcome to Interview with a Podcast, a Pod Clubhouse original. I'm Caroline from Daily Review.
And I'm Mike from Pop Culture Review. Each week on Interview with a Podcast, we sit down for a chat with a podcast or website and its creators.
Here at Pod Clubhouse, our main goal is to create a community of collaboration among podcasters and their friends.
If someone has something to say, has a passion for a topic, we want the Clubhouse to be a way for content creators to find their voice.
Through Interview with a Podcast, we'll be able to highlight a diverse array of podcasts from TV to music, movies to comedy.
Maybe it'll be a sports podcast one week, or a DIY home projects podcast. Hopefully we can help you discover the next must-listen-to true crime podcast.
Each episode gives you, the listener, a chance to meet and decide if their podcast is a fit for you.
That's right. We've got two goals here. With Interview with a Podcast, we hope to be a destination for listeners to get curated podcast recommendations. And for content creators, we hope to be an outlet to increase visibility and listenership. It's the rising tide lifts all boats approach to collaboration.
If there's a podcast you think we should feature on Interview with a Podcast, send us a DM and we'll see if we can set up an interview.
And with that, I think it's time we get to this week's guest.
This is Caroline.
And this is Paul. This is Interview with a Podcast. Tonight we're here with JT and Dominic from the East Coast Avengers podcast. Hey guys, how's it going?
Doing well. How's it going over there?
Well, it was a very nice day for Houston. The 2 week span where we have good weather.
Memphis is very known for our unpredictable weather. So we are definitely in the same boat as you guys.
It's definitely like sweater in the morning and like t-shirt and flip flops by the evening. So
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So talk to us about your podcast. Tell us the name. Tell us all your co-hosts because you have so many.
So like you said, our name is the East Coast Avengers. Our co-host, there's usually a five of us, of course me and JT, and then we also have Josh, Christian, and Darren. So a total of five co-hosts that we have on this show. Most of the time we will have, you know, guests come on our podcast, you know, just give like their little two cents of what we're talking about in that episode. Plenty of guests. I really can't keep track of it because we have so many. But usually it's the five of us. So JT, Dom, Christian, Josh, and Darren. So
I remember reading the West Coast Avengers comic when I was a kid. That was the group that couldn't get along with the mainline Avengers and and decided to go form their own group. But I don't remember the East Coast Avengers being a thing. Is that your play on that book?
So originally it started with me, Darren, and Josh wanting to kind of talk about nerd things. We were really excited for Endgame when it came out, and then we were like, hey, let's just, you know, sit down. I was like, guys, I have a microphone. We have SoundCloud at the time, and we were like, hey, let's just record ourselves talking about Endgame and what our predictions and stuff. Let's just sit down and do it. They were like, yeah, that'd be awesome. Let's do it. And so we did that. And I said, guys, we have to have a name. And at the time, I was actually reading West Coast Avengers. And I was like, hey, East Coast Avengers. And they were like, you know what? That sounds good. Yeah, let's just roll with that. So there is no correlation with any kind of comic book faction or anything. It's just, you know, we're in Memphis. We're closer to the East Coast than the West Coast. So it kind of fits, but kind of doesn't fit. So at first, we started out with just talking about Marvel, strictly Marvel. Then we decided to branch out and talk about DC, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, video games. And then normally our episodes, we start on a topic and then we just get into this rabbit hole of nonsense. So, but it's a lot of fun. Like Dom said, with the five of us, we all have a different opinion on something. I'm not a very big DC fan. And Dom is a huge DC fan, so it helps when Dom is giving me information about a movie or about a character, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool, you know, I didn't know that about them, so.
Paul's grinning at me so big. He has a D&D crew on Thursday nights, and I feel like they do the exact same thing just in person. They fill each other in on all the nerdery, all the GoBot talk.
Caroline calls it GoBot talk.
I was like, they're having their GoBot talk. Leave them alone. It's important business. Well, who will keep track of this stuff if not you guys? Come on.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Endgame is turning out to be like a pretty big deal in people's lives. Like, I was just checking Twitter a minute ago, and someone has re-rigged the On Your Left scene to feature Joe Biden and all other name brand Democrats coming to support Captain America, which is Joe Biden, and I don't need to tell you who Thanos.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Whoever created that had a they did well. That was the best I've seen of the memes going around, you know, with all the political things going, you know, the election and everything. We try to keep our podcast very we try to shy away from politics just because that's not who we are, really. We want to talk about nerd things, and that's what we do.
You can do that without
involving any political party. Nerddom exists everywhere.
Right. It's the best you can do is probably anti-empire, right? I mean,
right. Yeah.
So you guys, then how, with all the nerdery, all the GoBot talk that there is out in the world, how in the world do you pick your topics for the week and your guests?
I'll put it this way. So we usually record on Wednesday nights. And so before that Wednesday night, we'll have like a week, you know, go on, you know, on the internet just to find, like, you know, what topics can we talk about, what's in the news. So, like, this past week, I know we talked about, you know, the DC Future Slate event that's going to come up in January. We talked about the Mandalorian Season 2 premiere that we all watched. And then just, you know, we talk about things that are currently going on right now in the nerdverse. So that's how we usually pick our topics on that day. Was there a second question behind that question?
Well, when you are just kind of deciding guests and stuff, like, I know there, you have five of you guys, so I imagine you have a pretty deep bench there of, like, somebody's got to know something about what you're talking about. But there might be times when you want to bring on someone new. So just how do you guys kind of pick those people?
When we first started out, I was normally a guest first before I came officially a host on the podcast. So
nice. You're recurring. You're like a walk-on. I like that.
So, because JT actually recruited me through Twitter, because we knew each other for a while on Twitter, then we finally met in person at Grizz Games. But I remember on Twitter, I was like, oh my God, I need to talk to somebody about Endgame, because nobody in my friend circle has seen it yet. And so he hit me up. He was like, hey, you want to come on our podcast? I was like, sure, why not? I gotta get this out, you know, one way or another. And
I like that. You're like, it's coming out of me. It's bursting. It's very Shrek, like, better out.
You need
than
new
in.
Friends, Dom.
I know. I'm kind of.
I would have seen it three times by the time.
I think I saw it at least three times, and I'm just married into the nerdverse. So wow,
right? Because I'm the only one, like, my close friend group. I've seen it, you know, like four or five times now. Nobody in my friend group saw it like that opening weekend. They saw it like that next weekend. So I was just like, y'all can have that. I'm trying to go see the opening weekend. But JT hit me up. I became a guest on the podcast. I was a guest a good four times, I want to say, before I became an official member. He just kept asking me to come back. And I had a lot of fun doing it as a guest, and they all asked me, like, hey, do you just want to be a member? I was just like, okay, yeah, why not? I have time, so let's do it. But our guests, they're usually mostly our friends that we have. So I know I have a few of my friends come on our podcast, JT had a few of his friends, and, you know, co-workers that he had worked with. And it's just a variety of guests. And also we have other podcasts come on our show, so we can feature them, and then they, you know, they kind of return the favor and feature us whenever they go back to their podcast. So it's really a variety of guests, just like we're doing right now.
Right? That's Pod Clubhouse entire style. Come into the clubhouse, meet other podcasters, mix and match hosts. That's our whole jam.
Right.
Absolutely. I love that too. That is tremendous.
We started off just Paul and I, and at some point we were like, dude, there must be other people we could talk to, right? Let's go find some other people to get up in this clubhouse.
We need more. So we have a funny story that I think should be shared. So Josh and I, we worked at the Memphis Grizzlies in, you know, basketball organization. We worked for them for – Josh worked for them for about 2 years, and I'm still employed with them. And we that's how him and I met. And him and I started a podcast called the Ball Boys Podcast. And we just talked about NBA – you know, everything about the NBA that you can think of. Well, with us being under contract with the Grizzlies, we didn't get permission by them to have a podcast talking about them. So they told us to stop doing that. And they said, hey, you know, no disrespect. It's just, you know, we can't have that. You know, something might get leaked. Something might happen. Just shut it down. So we did. And that's fine. It only had 10 episodes. So that's where in lies the, hey, let's start up a podcast about nerd stuff. Dom and I, like you mentioned, we knew each other through Grizz games because Dom is a season ticket holder for the Grizzlies. And again, I work for them. And so we would see each other in back and forth, you know, walking and stuff. And we would always say, hey, I'd see, you know, his Avengers jacket that he's wearing, or I'd see a Marvel shirt that he's wearing. You know, I'd point it out, say, hey, nice shirt, you know, whatever. Ironically, we all went to go see Endgame, and Dom, who, again, did not know us, was not a guest on the show, and another friend, Christian, who is now a guest, we all went and saw Endgame. Me, Josh, Darren, and Christian, because Christian is Josh and Darren's mutual friend that they've known from school. We all went and saw it at the IMAX here in Memphis, and Dom was two rows behind us.
Aww.
After the movie, we all sort of kind of gathered together in this big circle, like not arranged or anything. We all just kind of gravitated toward each other, and we started talking about it. And that's when we were like, yo, we do this podcast. Would you like to join us? And he was like, yeah, I'd love to jump on and talk about it. And so that next week we talked about it, and then the rest is history. So
total, we are Groot, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
When absolutely. You said you started just gravitating, the circle, Paul started nodding his head like, that's the way it happens. We identify each other, and then we start just like sucking into a circle. I'm like, yes, yep. I've been yep. there.
it pretty much happened that, you know, we were walking out of the theater while the late premiere was walking in, and they were like, no spoilers, no spoilers. And we were like, we're speechless. We can't say anything. Like, like we can't talk.
Who would you consider your demographic? And does it affect what you decide to cover?
Like, do you have to be a full-time nerd? Could you be a married in? Could you be like a part-time nerd? Yeah.
Or a Harry Potter nerd.
Right.
Or an anime nerd.
Whatever kind of nerd you are, like, could you drop in? Or like, you better be like a comic book nerd.
I really think it's anybody. I think yeah. with our style, with our friend group that we have, this bond that we've all grown, you know, together with, it is kind of grown into anybody can listen and have a good laugh. I mean, I know for one, there's a running joke on the podcast that I am like 1,000 years old because I'm the oldest of the group.
Oh gosh, I hesitate to know how old you are.
He's young. He's young. He's young.
Super old.
I'm 27.
Ouch.
And say, well, and listen, everyone else, Dom, you're what, 23?
24.
He's like, 24, I'll be 13 okay. next week. God.
Yeah, no. but so it goes me, 27, Dom, 24, and then Josh, Christian, and Darren are either 21 or 20. So really, it's just kind of a big group of random, you know, ages that we all just, you know, get along together. And like we tell anybody, if you're a brand new fan of these fandoms, then we will talk about it and we will give everyone our opinion. It's not the best opinion and it's not the right opinion, but you're getting our opinion on it. And so that's what I think really, you know, get to the people. And if someone was like, hey, what podcast should I listen to? And I'll say, look, I run a podcast. We talk about nerd things, but we also like to have fun and we like to have jokes, and we'll talk, you know, sports here and there. We'll talk about, you know, things, some real life things that are going on, but we mainly stick to the comic book realm of things. So really, honestly, our demographic is anyone who wants to listen, honestly.
A lot of us who have podcasted for a long time are like, please do not go back and listen to like my first couple. They sound so ridiculous. I'm a mess. So we always will kind of point them to some of our favorite episodes where we feel like we were finally getting our groove. So for you guys, was there an episode that you feel like if you're just jumping into East Coast Avengers and you want to really get a sense of who we are and how we flow and everything, this is the episode to jump into?
Oh,
there's a lot
yeah.
that you can probably jump into just to like get a feel of us, of like who we are, and you know, just get an overall feel for us.
Maybe a good one to just like jump in is probably like one of the very beginning episodes when Dom and Christian were full time, you know, hosts with me, Darren, and Josh, because that is when you get the all five of us are together. And moving forward, it'll be us five plus guests. I don't really have a, you know, off the top of my head, I don't really have one. I think maybe our best one right now that we had, like, viewer-wise, is when we first got to Anchor. When we first switched from SoundCloud, that has the most views because it is so widespread. We do ECA by seasons. We're about to be on season 3 coming up in January at the beginning of the year. So each season is different. We'll get a different intro music and background music. We'll get bigger and better by the guests that we have and the content that we put out. We also will start to do a lot more of streaming and video game wise. That's one thing that we want to do. So a good episode to me would probably be the first one on Anchor, where we talked about that was when Spider-Man's rights from Sony got, you know, that whole contract dispute with Sony and Marvel. That was kind of one of the biggest episodes because it broke the day that we were about to record. So it was like fresh on our minds, and it was a really good episode.
There's also another running gag on the show that involves me. I tend to burp almost every episode. I'll never forget this episode. This was just me, JT, and Darren. We were comparing Brie Larson and Gal Gadot because, you know, they play, you know, two of the most iconic female superheroes right now. JT was like, you know, can Gal Gadot do something like, can't remember what it was. Can Gal Gadot?
It was when Brie Larson pushed that Hummer up
vehicle up the hill. Yeah. Yes. So then JT was like, can Gal Gadot do that? And then he was like, I don't think so. Anyways, and then I come out of nowhere. I did like the biggest burp ever. And I was just like, my bad, y'all. I'm sorry. That's an almost every episode thing for me. It's like probably like I'll burp once every 3 episodes, I want to say. I burp.
Well, now you've got me curious. Who won, Gal Gadot or Brie Larson?
Well, Brie is my absolute favorite. She is my number one celebrity crush. And my girlfriend understands and knows this, so she's okay with it.
Are we talking hall pass situation here?
Yes. Well, she has heard several times on the podcast about me raving about Brie Larson. And she's like, I understand it. Like, it's one of those things. I get it. So I have respect for both women. Both are tremendous actresses and they both can do amazing things. I never saw Wonder Woman, and then I saw it, and then I gained that much more respect for Gal Gadot. But Brie Larson's the best, so.
I prefer Gal Gadot over Brie Larson, and that's, you know, there's no disrespect to Brie Larson because I know she's a phenomenal Academy Award winning actress. I just prefer, you know, Gal Gadot.
I'm totally Gal Gadot because A, I've dressed up as Wonder Woman for many years, and B, there's this jump sequence where she flies onto the screen and her thigh smacks down and it jiggles. And you guys, I don't need all my superheroes to be sinewy and perfect. I love a good thick thigh jiggle.
In a fight, though, I think I'd have to take Captain Marvel over Wonder Woman. I mean, mm-hmm. She can fly. She's got these blasts. I mean, Wonder Woman is strong and all, but I don't think she could stand up to all of the different weapons that Captain mm-hmm. Marvel has, at least the movie versions of them. That's not to say the comic versions, but the movie versions.
I'll take that. I'll take that and run with it.
Okay, guys, now we're talking dream guest. Who would you desperately want on the podcast?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Dom, I'm going to let you go first.
I think I will say I'm going to try and make this easy. I would like for anybody on the Memphis Grizzlies to be a special guest on our podcast, mate, because I know, JT, you work with them.
Are you trying to make my job a little harder?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You want the players from the Memphis Grizzlies?
For me, honestly, I would probably look. Okay, Dom went Grizzlies, which is local. It's a big name person. I'm going to go a little higher, and I'm going to say Kevin Feige. If we could somehow, some way, look, there have been many episodes where we will go on a rant and we will say something, and we'll like lean into the mic and we'll say, Kevin Feige, I know if you're listening, you need to do this. You need to. So that would be a perfect opportunity for us to show Kevin Feige that we know what we are talking about. I'll say this too, with views and such, you know, we started Dom, when did we really started getting bigger on YouTube when like the pandemic happened and we were like, well, actually when it started, we kind of shut down our YouTube and then we kind of reopened it back up with like random vlogs and random videos. Well, once we all felt comfortable getting back to seeing each other face to face, we did more of, you know, trailer reactions. At the time when DC Fandom was announced and they did the trailer to the Batman and Suicide Squad and all those movies and such, we were sitting at 150 subscribers on YouTube, which for a small up-and-coming podcast who really doesn't do much on YouTube, we felt like that was pretty good for us. I believe we're almost at 2,000 subscribers right now. Here's the thing. Our biggest viewed video was the one of us reacting to the Batman trailer, and it has gotten almost 340,000 views. But YouTube, I mean, snatched that up like no tomorrow. I mean, they said that's not yours.
We want to try to hit 2,000 subscribers very soon. Did y'all say like by the end of the year, maybe?
By the beginning of 2021, we would like to have 2,000 subscribers, which would be nice. That's a smaller goal. I think for us, we kind of hit it small, medium, large. Our small goals are just to continue each and every day to increase our numbers in all of our social media platforms. That's a typical content creator's goal, is every day just get a little bit bigger. Our medium goal is to hopefully on Twitch become an affiliate, where once you're an affiliate at 50 followers on Twitch, you can start getting donations and people can subscribe to you and send you, you know, however much they would like to. Another medium goal is for us to, this might be a little spoiler, so for anyone who's listening, at the beginning of season 3 of East Coast Avengers, we are going to be opening up a Patreon for our channel. And we are going to be doing small amounts, just to help us out. And y'all can, you know, whoever's in, you know, interested in it, y'all can get some cool things with the tiers that we have. And then a long-term goal is probably just to maintain success. Josh and I, when we started Ball Boys, we wanted to continue doing this because we love basketball. I mean, we were two of the biggest basketball people that I know, honestly. And after that, after we had to end it, we were like, well, that's the end of it. We give up. We're done. But then, you know, then all this happened and ECA came up, was born basically. And just maintaining that long-term success, I think, is just a natural goal setter for all of us. Dom, I mean, do you have any others?
I'm just going with the flow. You know, whatever happens, happens. If we make it big, we make it big. Congratulations to all of us. You know, if we don't, it's okay. You know, I'm just enjoying the ride along. So, yeah, I'm just going with the flow at this point.
Yeah, I will say this about our podcast, and this is no disrespect and no harm. I mean nothing against these other podcasts and content creators. They are all amazing. We don't look at it number-wise. Our biggest thing and our biggest motto is if we put out an episode, so next Wednesday we put out an episode, and or we record the episode, put it out on Thursday morning, and if that view or if that episode got one view, we are completely happy. If it got 150 views, hey, we're still just as happy. We're just like, sweet, it blew up, that's awesome. If we got 1,000 views, it's the same way. Like we don't care if people, you know, if we get 1 to 2 to 3 views a day or whatever, or per episode, we're just happy that someone clicked on our episode and listened to it. We love creating the content that we do, and it's just, again, we wouldn't be the East Coast Avengers if it wasn't for that reason.
Our own experience with podcasting has brought us some limited opportunity to talk to people that if we hadn't done the podcast, we'd never get to talk to them. Like, do you watch Handmaid's Tale?
You guys, for yes. One.
We got to interview Aunt Lydia. We got to talk to Kevin Bacon very briefly 1 year.
Wow.
That was so funny and silly though, you guys, because, okay, so what was your question that he threw you so fucking hard in his answer?
I said, what would his character on this show on Showtime,
what would he be watching on TV?
On TV.
And Kevin Bacon looks at Paul in the eyes, right? Because we're in front of him, and he goes, porn. And Paul like fell out on the ground and I'm like standing there and I'm like, because I think it's a hysterical answer. And then Kevin Bacon's kind of like, come on, bro, come at me. Like, and I was like, oh,
looks like
shit.
I threw you for a loop.
That's what he said. He goes, it looks like I threw you. I was like, oh, that's my great. God. It's so that's silly. Yeah. So that's we're with you guys so much as that. We never got into this for the numbers. We got into it for just opportunities. We wanted to like do some wiggy little things and like get into little fests and stuff like that just for fun, just to do things in a different way. But during these COVID times, all that stuff shut down. So the big benefit is to get to talk to other podcasts like you guys and, you know, just get to form a community right now, which I think is huge.
Absolutely. And I to piggyback off of what you just said, I you know, rest in peace to all those who lost their lives in COVID and due to this pandemic. And it is a terrible thing. I'm not saying that it's not a terrible thing, because everyone knows that it is. But for us, content wise, we probably did the best numbers during pandemic, you know, that we've ever done in the history that we've been created, really. I mean, the first couple months, it was just kind of us messing around with different, you know, different guests and different content. And then pandemic happened and we're like, well, now we gotta, you know, go outside the bubble and think outside the box. What can we do to make us better? That's when our YouTube channel started getting bigger. That's when we all started to, you know, start streaming on Twitch. That's when our Instagram page got bigger. We started posting more pictures and stuff. I know for me, recently, I've gotten into toy photography. And so we've been posting more pictures of just stuff like that. I mean, just smaller things here and there, things that we like to do. And I think that's the biggest thing for us as well, is we don't really care if people like us or not. We're going to continue doing it no matter what.
I can appreciate that so much, in that at our hearts, I think all of us are creatives, you know, like you said, toy photography, or whether it's podcasting, or, you know, we do all kinds of artistic stuff around our house as well, that it feels like we just need like an outlet. And this is just another way to do it.
Right. Absolutely.
Sounds like with your plans for the future, we've gotten an idea of the projects that you have upcoming. So where are all the various social media outlets people can find you?
If you want to find us on Twitter, that is obviously twitter.com. It is our name. It is East Coast Avengers. But in Avengers is A-V-N-G-R-S. The E, there's no E's in Avengers. On YouTube, we are search bar. Just look for East Coast Avengers. Ironically, there was a rock metal band by the name of East Coast Avengers, and we have proudly beat them out as the number one search when you search up East Coast Avengers. So that's always awesome.
Congratulations.
They're your Jackie Daytona.
Yes, yeah.
I love it.
Instagram, same thing, East Coast Avengers. Twitch, we are twitch.tv/ECA_901.
You guys have been a fantastic guest. And here at the Pod Clubhouse, anytime that you guys come on over to the Clubhouse, we always have shows that we're covering and movies. We like to mix and match our guests. So if you guys ever have a project that you'd like to do and you'd like to say, you know what, nobody else wants to talk to me about this, right, Dominic? Like, no one else is talking about this in my friend group.
Right.
If you want to say, send us over a message. Say, is anyone at Pod Clubhouse doing anything? And we will shoot it out to our network of people and say, is there anybody out there who wants to talk about this? And then we mix and match our hosts together. So anytime we've got something in the Nerdverse, I'd like to be able to throw out an invite to you guys and see if someone wants to come on over and chat with us.
We used to only cover sci-fi stuff, but then Caroline exerted some equality measures on the
goodness.
Programming. Yeah.
You're so funny. Hey, I got to say, though, you guys, just the fact that we can say nerds and not feel embarrassed, I think that we should all like have a moment, because like there was a time when I would like send a picture to Paul and be like, and not even on my phone, I would have what it taken a picture with a camera, I guess. I mean, like, I saw this shirt like at the mall that said like, I love nerds. I'm so happy that these exist now. Like, this is amazing. Wow. And he'd be absolutely like, what the hell, Caroline?
I agree. It is, it's definitely one of those things, you know, when I was in school, it was one of those things where it was like, you know, you have your typical cliques around school, but then when you grow up, it's like, let's see who really is bold with how they feel and what they like and stuff. And, you know, I think we all are pretty happy that we can call each other nerds, and we can call our content the Nerdverse, because pretty much anybody's going to listen if they're interested in it. You know, our Twitter started getting real big when we were, you know, we started off small, obviously. And then all of a sudden it really was just like, this person followed you, and this person who talks about just random content, they followed you. And then they'll message us and say, hey, we really love this. We're huge Spider-Man fans. oh, wait, you're a, you know, Paranormal Activity podcast. Like, wait, what? Like that it just, you know, just confusing in that way. And, yeah, it's just an awesome feeling to know that we can embrace who we truly are. So,
and I might have broad equality, but I also have at least what 10 t-shirts, including like Chewy is my co-pilot and whatnot in my closet. So
she's met Anthony Daniels.
I've met all of them. Oh, I've met all of them, big boy. I come on now. Who else? Name them off.
I met
Darth Vader.
David Prowse,
come on now. Anthony liked my sweater. It wasn't even just
Jeremy
that.
Bullock,
he said, I like your sweater. And I was like, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. See, for us, we're not a big, I think Dom has actually met the most, like, he met Paul Rudd at New York Comic Con.
Nice.
Zachary Levi at MegaCon.
We both met, oh, it's slipping my brain.
Chris Claremont.
Yes. Ooh. We both met Chris Claremont. We both met, oh, the comic creator for Spider-Gwen.
Yes, I do. I have his face in my head, but I cannot remember his name.
See, for me, it's more, I haven't met these, like, comic book realm characters. I have met, like, LeBron James. I have met Ja Morant. I have met Zion Williamson, Luka Doncic. I have met Peyton Manning. I have met, you know, all these people.
You got the sports guys. I got more of the entertainment people.
Yes. You're wanting me to ask these athletes to come on our show to talk about, like,
can you get Peyton Manning?
I mean, look, I'm about to drop some truth for anyone who's listening. And if you are a Peyton Manning fan, I highly recommend you not meet him in person.
You know what? We have had that conversation because there's a lot of people we often will talk about, you know, would you ever want to go meet this actor or actress? And I say, you know what? I love their character so much that I never want to meet them.
Right. Mm.
If they're mean, it's going to ruin everything for me.
I understand that. But I will say I met a few of the Power Rangers before. And this is like the Power Rangers, like the original Power Rangers, like Mighty Morphin and Zeo and Turbo, all of them folks.
That's so funny. I love that.
They are literally some of the most nicest people that you'll ever meet, especially Karen Ashley, who played the second Mighty Yellow Power Ranger. Oh my God, I cannot remember her character's name. Aisha. She's literally like probably one of the most nicest celebrities I've ever met in my life. I kind of got like scared talking to her because I was like, you're like my childhood hero. Like all of y'all were. She was my second Power Ranger that I met because after her, I met Nakia, who was Tanya from Turbo and Zeo. Jason David Frank, of course, who was Tommy Oliver, the Goat Ranger. And then Steve Cardenas, who was Rocky, Jason the character, I cannot remember the actor's name, but then the very first Power Ranger that I met was Walter E. Jones. I was just like, yo. Like, I freaking,
you're like, this is happening.
I have to tell you this right now, I freaking love you. Like, you're like one of my first Rangers that I became a fan of. And then he actually came to Memphis 3 years ago. So I was really, really surprised that he came to Memphis. I was the most nervous wreck when I first met him. My body was shaking. I was stuttering a lot. I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm really starstruck because I'm meeting a childhood hero of mine. So
that's
how I was with all
nice.
The other Rangers.
They could have been jerks. I'm so glad they were nice. That's fantastic.
That was like my reaction. My first year working with the Grizzlies was Kobe Bryant's final year. And when I met him and, you know, he kind of said, hey, shook my hand. I felt the exact same way.
You like went to jelly, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, I have there's an episode where I rub it in Josh's face a lot. But Josh is the biggest LeBron James fan, and I actually have a signed Funko Pop by LeBron James that I, like, put in LeBron's face and said, sign it.
I like that assertiveness.
You're doing this. You reach up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I'm 100% reaching up on my tippy toes saying, hey, can you sign this? But Josh always looks at it whenever he comes over, and he's like, I still hate you for this. And I'm like, well, you know, it is what it is. Sorry, man.
Another dream guest we would like to have on the podcast as well.
Oh, yeah. LeBron, if you're listening, I was the one who helped you put your bags in your car.
Because when you said, when we were talking about dream girls earlier, when you said, like, I'm going to go high, I thought you were literally going to say LeBron James.
No.
Can I ask you a question? Don't hurt him.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a second.
One thing, Caroline.
Pardon me, Paul.
One thing that'll blow Dom's mind.
Shut up. Okay.
That Green Ranger lives right around here. Yeah. He runs a martial arts studio.
Yeah, he does.
Not our neighborhood, but in our area.
I do remember reading about that. I do remember reading about that.
They were doing like a little thing where it was like, this is kind of funny. Is that thing, remember, Paul, when they were doing just like a garage sale and they put up the signs like, meet a Power Ranger? And we were like, what? How could it be?
If there's a signing, he's kind of a local staple for cashing in on being able to come in and sign.
So if you don't have him, Dominic, listen, just let's hang out more and we'll go over and be like, listen, his name's Dominic. Could you just sign this, please? I don't have any issue.
I got my picture with him, and he signed it as well, too. So I have that, like, He's up on my mirror right now. So he was very, very nice.
Was that before or after someone tried to kill him?
Oh, stop.
Now you know you're wrong for that.
He is wrong for that. God.
That's a true thing.
It's a true thing, but you're still wrong to bring that up in this beautiful podcast. Oh, my God, Paul. Oh my God, messy.
Keeping it real.
You guys, there are so many nerd shows coming out. I know that Paul and Mike have been drooling over the list. I sometimes can kind of like fall out and not totally pay attention to it. But Paul, there's like 10,000, right, that you guys are about to cover or want
to cover? Well, we just got done covering The Boys.
Yes. You're talking to the right people when it comes to that. Me and JTR. The biggest Boys fans out there. So
well, let me blow your mind. We had all 8 episodes all at once in our screener pile. We didn't watch them all at once. We had to restrain ourselves, but but we had them. So yeah, I knew how it was going to end a week before everybody else. So I was like,
"Oh wow, that's about the nerdiest like humble brag you could have ever done there." Jesus.
Yeah, but we're really excited about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I don't know that I have the guts to podcast about it.
No. Will you guys be?
Of course.
Yeah. What we do is, if there's a show that we're interested in, for instance, we started this when season 7, the unfortunate final season of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was on TV. Dom and I would do a recap review every 2 episodes. And so we would get together and we would record us talking about it. We put it on our YouTube channel instead of a podcast. But we would talk about the episode and we would talk about it, our favorite moments. Just, again, just a recap and review. And I think we're doing the same thing with The Mandalorian Season 2. And so obviously there's a bunch of other shows that we could potentially have a recap and review of. So that's kind of how we do our television review.
We flirted with Hellstrom, but they dumped it all at once. And
Ooh, look, before anybody says anything, that is a damn good show.
Okay, well, so if we were to do like a love it or leave it, you need to come on over and sit in. What a love it or leave it is for us is you just sit in on one podcast. We talk about like the whole series and then we recommend to the audience either like spend your time doing it or like walk away. So sounds like JT's got to do it.
Absolutely. I sat there. It was funny, too, because I was on edge on watching the show. I was like, should I do it? Because if you don't know the background of it, Hellstrom is a part of the Marvel universe. He is a Marvel character.
But his comics aren't in the Marvel universe website.
Yeah, it's a very finicky kind of situation. When Jeff Loeb was ending his time at Marvel Studios or Television Studios.
I think Kevin Feige was ending his time.
yeah, that's probably the better usage of words. But Kevin Feige basically said only one season and we don't want to be associated with it. So as you notice, I don't know if you've ever watched any of the episodes or seen any episodes, there is no Marvel logo that flashes by like you would see in any other TV show. It is at the very bottom corner that says in association with Marvel. And that's it. So the only way you know it's a part of Marvel is if you know the comics and if you know the character in itself. And they had big plans for this show and with the future of it. It's just Kevin Feige didn't want to continue with that character and that portion of, or that genre, I should say, of television.
Yeah, I noticed a Roxxon banner, but that was about it in terms of like Marvel Universe signs that exist in the same universe.
Yeah.
I know that there's so many other ones that you didn't even barely bring up.
Well,
the list is so
the
long.
List is long. We're probably never going to delve into the CW shows.
There's so many.
Well, and they're already so deep in. Although I don't know, I've watched the Titans. I like that. I haven't bothered with the Doom Patrol. The farting donkey threw me.
Doom Patrol is super super weird, but it is a damn good show. I like it.
I'll probably spend some time on it. I mean, they put money and time into it. It looks, I mean, it's well made, and I generally like the Berlanti shows generally. We just got done watching You, another Berlanti show, even though it has nothing to do with comic.
Oh, yeah. I love that show. Can't wait for the next season.
God, did you just finish this season?
No, I finished it way.
Okay. Well, I just finished this. Joe, what the? You are fucked up, Joe. That last 5 minutes, like my head exploded. Paul had fallen asleep and I was watching it and I was like, Oh, she's walking by. Oh, you looking over the... Joe.
I was going to explode.
I was like, fucking shit. I cannot believe you. Yeah. He's a player. That's it. Every time.
Sounds like we have some compatibility here.
I think we do. Oh, my gosh. Well, you guys have been awesome to talk to. Again, you guys, this was Dominic and JT from East Coast Avengers, and you can catch them all over where you can find any of your favorite podcasts and over on YouTube, too.
Thanks a lot for talking to us today, guys.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yes, awesome. Yes. We will be in touch for future shows for sure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.